Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fantasy TV. I am the Devo Slack, joined here by the Clinterus and the Gooch, and we are going to do a quick recap of our predictions for The Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 1. No, Episode 2, sorry. I keep getting the shit confused. I'm just going to go...
Chapter 10, right? I think that's what it's, Chapter 10.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm just going to come right out of the gate and say that we all shit the bed this week.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back at my predictions, at Lucho's predictions, we felt, obviously, that this is going to be a continuation of the big reveal at the end of Episode 1 featuring Boba Fett, and that there would be a lot of Boba Fett in this episode, and there was not a goddamn Boba Fett at all.
For the record, I did not make that pick.
No,
I made the opposite pick.
Hey, whatever, it didn't matter. It was
correct.
No, what do you mean? I forgot that was that filler existed in these fucking places, but in these shows. By the way, that's what I forgot. But I mean, it was good filler. But I did forget it was filler.
But now, so Disney came out with the big dick swinging, gave us Boba Fett, and now they're just teasing us to say, "Oh, he's alive. He's here. He's in our universe." But you're not going to get him right now. You're not going to get him right now. So just to recap some of my predictions, and I was completely shut out this week. I predicted that Mando was going to try to recruit Boba Fett. Did not happen. There was no Boba Fett. No Boba Fett flashback. Did not hear about Moff Gideon. Did not hear about Navarro. We did see Pelle Motto, the Amy Sedaris character. She did not get blasted. Mando was not led to any sort of planet that was going to have Sasha Banks' character. And for all we know, Sasha Banks is not Sabine Wren, or if she is. So... in terms of my picks, as part of the rules, if we get nothing in any of our picks, we do have the option of taking one of those picks and turning it into a season-long pick for half the points. So I'm going to go ahead and take that option now. And I feel that of all my picks from last week, the one that I'm most confident in that will definitely be happening this season is the fact that Sasha Banks is Sabine Wren. I really feel that that's going to be her. So that's going to be my conversion pick. Worst case scenario, it stays as it is and it's worth nothing. Best case scenario, I get a point and a half out of it. So I shit the bed there. Clint, last week you turned your Luke Skywalker being mentioned into a season-long pick. He wasn't mentioned this episode, so there's no traction there. You did say that Temuera would not be in episode 2, which was correct, so you get a whole 3 points for that one.
Yeah.
Mando did not go to Navarro. We did not see Cara nor Greef, and the child and the Mando were not separated at all.
Wait a second here. Technically... it wasn't very long, but technically they did get separated. It was only for a couple minutes, if that.
No.
That technically they did get separated.
That doesn't count.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying they technically got that separated for a couple moments there.
What do you mean? When he walked off?
No, when they got separated and the guy had the kid, he was almost going to kill him. And he had to negotiate with him, remember? In the very, very beginning. I'm just saying.
No, I said it separated.
The kid was being held.
And yeah, they were like, still there. Like
I'll leave it up to you guys, obviously.
Remember what I brought up? I thought it's when he left, because then he didn't know where he was. I mean, he turned around and he had the kid. Right, they were right there in front of him. And Mando had a plan from the very beginning.
When I think separation, I think Mando turns around, the kid's gone, he doesn't know where he's at, and he doesn't know where to go to get him.
That he spends maybe at least a quarter of the episode trying to find him or something, you know,
in the first season when Mando delivers the baby to the Imperials and then Mando goes off and does his own thing. That's a separation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not some guys grabbing him and stuff right behind him.
Okay. Sounds like some people are salty about their picks last
you
week.
You got your three
I'm just
points.
Kidding. I'm just
you
kidding.
You got your three
I'm
points.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Gosh.
Oh, you went to salt
honestly,
that one.
Honestly, I if I'm salty about anything, it's the fact that there was no Boba Fett. Like, I was very, I was not distraught, but I was like, and then we'll talk about the episode a little bit after the, after we go through these predictions. Lucho, you and I were basically on the same page. It was going to be all Mando, all Boba. None of that shit happened.
I think that's now, just a function of you guys. Just that's what you guys really want to see.
Yeah. I think that's right. And that's not how you make a proper prediction, right? I was almost tempted to give you some points here, Lucho, because you did mention that there would be a conflict between Mando and Boba and that it would be broken up by the Republic or the Empire. Now, while that didn't happen, we did see the Republic come in their X-Wings with and you know, hoot and holler at Mando.
That's a far-fetch. There's no way.
I was going to give you some points for that, but then that was actually a sub sort of prediction, and the Republic or Empire was supposed to be because of the Mando-Boba conflict. So
no, you can't give me points for that, dude. That's like Clint's stupid fucking separation thing.
I wasn't what I thought was going to happen, but I was like, wait a second, like, he kind of got separated. That's all I'm saying. I leave it up to you guys. I mean, if you guys said yes, then fine. If not, then I'm not going to fight. I just want to give you guys a hard time.
That's funny.
You want your salt? There it is, Clint.
Yeah, there it is. That's the salt.
So with that, we already turned your Luke Skywalker prediction, Clint, into a season-long one. You scored on the Temuera. Mando and the child being separated. Mando goes to Navarro to see Kara Greef. I feel like that's a given. So if you want to turn one of those into a season-long one, I'm open to that.
I mean, the Carl Weathers Cara Dune will appear prediction. Like, he'll go to Navarre and they'll be there. Like, obviously, I know that's going to happen. So, unless they're somehow not on Navarre. So, I'm going to pick that one, of course, obviously. I'm sure that one will, I'll get some points for that.
And then the Gooch, any of your predicts? I mean, Mando and Boba Fett, are they going to meet? Between the two? Is he going to go to the armor anytime this season?
The problem is that they're obviously, that he's probably going to see the armor again. He's going to run into Boba Fett and there's going to be a conflict. They're obviously building up to that.
Is there one of those that you're more confident in?
You know what? I'm going to go, because I know the Boba Fett one is too obvious. I don't even want to go with the obvious one. I'm going to go.
That's how you get those points, so baby.
No, because that's too obvious. That's like the people are like, that's a cop out one.
Do you want to win or not?
I don't care. I want to see him go to the armor.
Okay.
And ask him about Boba Fett, because Boba Fett technically isn't a Mandalorian in canon. So I want him to go see. I'm going to even narrow it down even more to try to get even bonus points. Let's say this: he's going to go to the armor specifically to ask about Boba Fett or Boba Fett's armor. Either one, because she probably would know about the armor. You know. I think he's eventually going to go to the armor and ask about the Boba Fett's armor, or ask about this person that was using this armor. I'm going to combine the two. Let's say that.
Okay.
For the season long one.
So I mean, and yeah, that at that point it'll be 1.5 points, so that's fine. Okay, so you know, Clint, congratulations, you shut out both the Gooch and I.
Good job, man.
We were too horny for Boba Fett. But before we go into our episode 3 predictions,
give a season long.
Yeah, I said that Sasha Banks being sub and Ren was going to be the season.
And
long.
What's the score total? What's the total scores right now?
By the way, I
wanted to say this. I think the points you gave me last week, I should lose them.
Why?
Because it actually didn't turn out to be a continuing episode.
I disagree with that because the episode starts basically right when the first episode ends, and he's on his speeder bike, and I think.
Let's just go
ahead and get right in. You're going to keep your points.
Yeah, it's a continuous. I agree. Because Devo's right. He was leaving on his speeder bike. The next episode, he's on his speeder bike going back.
Still in Tatooine. Yeah,
When we went to what Amy Sedaris's place, was that like not a short circuit unit?
No, that's a treadwell droid.
And it looks just like a short circuit, right? The eyes?
It's like a pair of binoculars or whatever. It's not like an exact replica or anything.
Okay.
You see them in the original.
They're in A New Hope, Empire. I don't know about Jedi, but
yeah. And I want to go. If there's a restaurant on Earth that is serving Krayt dragon meat.
Oh, right now, really?
Quote unquote.
That's funny.
That shit looked delicious.
Dude, you know that when Galaxy's Edge reopens, they have to have a steak, and it has to be Krayt dragon steak.
It's gonna be garbage, and it's gonna cost $300. I just tell you
for sure. That's what it's gonna be. They're just gonna grab it from Denny's.
Oh yeah,
mark it up $50. Because you're paying for the name, not for the meat. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to go into real quick, just talk about that episode. I want to get your guys' feelings and how you felt about the episode. I'll go ahead and start. My least favorite episode of the entire series so far.
Wow.
It was a filler episode. I felt like this is... I think you hit the nail on the head, Lucho, when you said it was a filler episode. It's really just... to move the plot forward a little bit. There was no payoff with Boba Fett, no payoff with when he gets ambushed in the Dune Sea, there's no real payoff. He just ends up walking the rest of the way, carrying this thing. And in between the time from when he's ambushed and when he actually gets to the cantina, that's when Amy Sedaris' character meets this frog person who ends up having to be and then Mando becomes a taxi. I forgot how the ship got damaged or whatever, and then he lands on this planet with these giant spiders, and I didn't particularly care for the episode.
I thought you were done.
What'd you guys feel?
For me, when Boba Fett didn't show up, I knew it was going to be a filler episode, right? I don't know how much anime you've watched in your lifetime or any other type of long form shows, like really long form shows. I know you guys watched, Game of Thrones. I never watched it. I know that was a long form show, but I've seen a lot of shows, specifically anime, that had a lot of filler. I mean, a stupid fucking amount of filler. And anyone out there that's a DBZ fan will know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And for what it was, I know it was filler. It was a fun filler. I was disappointed. The plot holes were stupid. You know, it's a trope of a filler. It's a filler trope. And I accepted it. I mean, true, they hit us in the face with the Roscoe and we all loved it in the first episode. You know, I would accept it. But this was like, you know, it wasn't that bad. I never thought I had a good time watching it straight through. I think what Devo feels as what I felt when I first found out that it wasn't going to be Boba Fett heavy was that because the nostalgia in part one was for old Star Wars fans. The nostalgia was like it really was a Roscoe in our face, maybe double Roscoe's. So I think it was a bit. It was a bit too much.
Just two big old dicks.
Yeah, I think it was a bit too much.
The left cheek and the right.
Yeah, it was Mandingo. Oh, it was Mandingo hitting us on the right cheek and then just quickly coming back for the left cheek. You know,
whiplash.
The whiplash effect. But as a fun, like a Star Warsy type episode, I had a good time. I liked it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad. I thought I was like, come on, you're not gonna show me wampas. I was like, if they would have been a wampa, it was like another ice planet that had a wampa on it. I was like,
I said that too.
They're not
when he was walking through the caves. Yes, I'm like, oh, there's a wampa.
I was like, please don't do this. Don't be so freaking lazy that you sort of wampa at some random planet next to Tatooine. And I'm like, they didn't.
Apparently,
like,
those spiders were in other incarnations of Star Wars. They were in some of the Young Jedi books, which I never recognized.
They were.
And they're in some of the was it Rebels?
Yes, or they Clone were. Wars? They were there. Yeah. Those spiders are like it's one in the Young Jedi books. They're like one of the trials that Young Jedis have to go in there and defeat. So
nice.
That's fine. But again, not bad. I it's not obviously the 4 or 5 stars of the first episode, but it was a fun movie. Yeah, a fun episode. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Devo, I think you hit it right on the bat with my sentiments too. When I got done watching, it was the weakest episode that they've had so far. And I think it was like not even close. Like, I think this one's like a level way level below even the worst, even the least entertaining one from last season. And they were all entertaining. And this one was still entertaining, too. There was a lot of fun things in it. I really disliked the spider part. I just don't like spiders. And I just it made me feel uncomfortable. And I just don't like it. And it's nasty. And I would prefer not to watch that. But I get it. It's this and that. The thing I don't like is like, in these sci-fi movies, they take this thing where they say like, we're going to make a spaceship and we're going to make it look like an animal, or we're going to go to some like alien planet and they're going to look like basically like a creature on Earth, except like modified in some way. Like the likelihood of that shit in reality is like so fucking low. I mean, obviously like there's humans and shit like that. So it's like, you can't go veer off too far, you know, but it's like, Okay, whatever, you know, I guess there's a fucking alien that looks like a frog. And now we have a fucking, these aliens that look like spiders and okay, fine, whatever.
I thought a giant cricket in the cantina.
Just thought it was the most entertaining part about the episode was actually the comedy with the egg eating and the stupidity around the eggs. Like, if this is like the last of your line, why are you fucking leaving the egg like canister unattended
in the hold of a ship
when you could just hold it?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any fucking sense. But
and then at that point, like we've seen at least three eggs being eaten. Who knows how many more he ate? Like, do you think if they are the last of that lineage, like, is she not going to count them? Is she not going to freak out that there's one missing, there's two missing, there's three missing? Like, next episode, this should be one of my predictions. There's going to be no more goddamn eggs left.
And that fool ate another one at the very end, too. I was like, you little fucking shit. Yeah, it was
like
popping up
like Tic Tacs. Yeah.
I know. I was like, let me get this straight. Like, could you just not eat the fucking eggs? Like, dude, where's Mando's food supply for this for Baby Yoda?
You know what I thought? You know what
the hell?
With
I mean, he ate a frog in the last season.
He gave him food. It was like a bento box.
These little rations. Yeah, but like then that box, fool just kept looking at the eggs. He was like, oh,
I mean, he didn't see anything because he ate one of those spiders too.
You know what he reminded me of when I was watching it? He reminded me of Nibbler from Futurama because this fool would just stick whatever in his mouth
and then just process it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys watch Futurama. I know. If there's people out there, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I thought Devo might watch. I know, but Nibbler from Futurama is exactly the same thing. He's like eats shit. He sticks it in his mouth. He just eats them. And he's like the most
Simpsons is just as old as I am. I can't stand more Simpsons space cartoons.
Oh my god, Futurama's so good.
I just think that this story, this whole show, is a culmination of these types of episodes, these filler episodes, and some of them have more to do with the main story. Some of them have less to do. I mean, some of them, he comes back to different characters and then you get another little story in there. Yeah. I don't think this one is any different. So I didn't think of, that this is any different than the other episodes. It's just, it wasn't as eventful as some of the other ones because it was just contained. You know what I mean?
What I do appreciate about this episode is the fact that Mando kept Zero, that droid from the one episode, and then when she was using it as like a translation device. So that's Richard Ayoade.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That was that guy
from the IT crowd. He voices the character. So what's funny is when I first watched the episode when it first aired, like I recognized the voice, but I didn't put two and two together. And then between then and now, Kat and I went through and we watched the entire IT crowd. And then when we were watching it again, like I heard the voice, I'm like, that's fucking Moss.
Yep.
And then I had to look it up. I'm like, oh, that's him. And then like when she's talking, I'm like, why do I hear Moss? And then I realized it was the same droid from that episode. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Was definitely the same droid from the prison episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That got
so
that
Clint,
got
you are our big winner this week. Congratulations in order to you. And with that, you are bestowed the great honor of making your predictions first.
What did you say the scores were again? I forget.
Okay, so going into this week, you guys gave me that bonus point for the Boba Fett thing.
Yeah.
Because apparently I was the only person on the planet that believed that Boba Fett was going to show up. So I've got 4, Clint's got 3, Lucha's at 1.5. Now, based on this updated scoring, that puts Clint at 6, me at 4, Lucho at 1.5.
Okay. So I make my predictions first here?
Yes, sir.
So the Devo, you and Gucci, you guys might know this. Do you remember the name of the planet that he was supposed to take the frog lady to?
No.
It started with a T, didn't it? I don't remember.
Oh, Taurus or Tatus or something?
Yeah, it started with
something like that.
Tatus.
Tatus. So I think that, and this is a tricky one because I think there's actually two scenarios here. One of the scenarios would be that he actually goes to Navarre and helps and gets his ship fixed before he goes to that planet, depending on how far away he is. But I think he's not going to risk that. What I think he's going to do is be like, I just need to get to that fucking planet on my last legs, because I think I saw in the trailer there was a shot of the ship like barely fucking flying through the air, and that's what you see at the end of this episode, and it was approaching
a
planet. And
I think he also says at the very end, we're on course, it's going to take us, you know, X amount of time to get to your place, so just get comfortable.
Yeah. We're just dropping jokes to it at the end there. He's like, yeah, if wake me up if they're shooting us, and if the door busts open. He's like,
the whole, I'm just kidding.
If the door opens, I'm all dead.
Although, and maybe he wouldn't be. I don't know. But you probably get pulled apart just from the space.
Oh, yeah.
But he could probably breathe, I'm guessing. I think that they will get to that planet in the next episode, and he will successfully drop off the frog lady to her husband. I think that will be a successful trip for her. So I think that's going to happen. That's number one. Number two, I think when he gets to the planet, because there's supposed to be Mandalorians there, I think that is going to be the planet where Sasha Banks' character will finally appear. She'll be on that planet. That's my second pick. The third pick I have is that when he gets there, he will find Mandalorians on that planet, but he's also going to find Jedi on that planet. That's what I think is going to happen. I don't know.
Do you want that to be the same scene where it's going to be Mandos and Jedi, or do you want it to be there's going to be Mandos on that planet and then different prediction there's going to be Jedi on that planet?
Let's do two separate predictions. Okay. I think there's going to be Jedi on that planet, and my last pick, the fifth one, is that of the Mandalorians that he's going to encounter, the Armorer will not be one of them. Oh, I don't think the Armorer is going to be on that planet. I think it's possible, but I don't think she will be on that planet.
Watch, she's going to show up.
I know. I'm going to be, God damn it.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. Gooch, since you are a little low on the points there, I'm going to let you go next.
All right, so I agree with Clint that they successfully return the frog lady to whatever planet it is. I don't remember what it was. But I think it's going to be like, it's going to be very, I don't think they're going to, like, he's going to land there and it's like, here's your wife. I think they're going to go straight into where, like, you know, you're going to see him talk. He's going to like be walking around the swamp, like, and they're going to forego him talking to the frog people. So they're going to kind of like assume or he's going to say that, the frog people, the father or whatever, the husband told me they're Mandalorians here. So I agree. So I do think they're going to find Mandalorians there. I guess that was Clint's.
But
prediction.
Hey, you said piggyback, snipe that shit, fool.
It is going to be a totally different covenant or covent from the one that obviously was. He said that it left Tatooine to another planet. But I don't think it's going to be that one. I think it's going to be like a totally different covenant of
Navarre.
From that one. Because remember, they said that there was one on Tatooine or one from Navarre or Navarro, whatever.
We lost Gooch. Okay.
No, sure. Hello.
We went through last time. I'm sure it'll come up again.
Hello.
Fool's probably in the middle of talking. We're like talking over him and shit.
Oh, he probably hit the mute button or something.
No, I didn't hit.
There
mute.
He is.
It must have been TeamSpeak lag. We can just edit that. Either way, so like I said, I think they are going to find a covenant there. It's not going to be the one that he's expecting. Let's just say that.
Okay.
So that's going to happen. He's going to run into a rebel force.
Oh, shit.
Not Jedi just yet, but a rebel force like two guys
in the sense of the New Republic, like the rebels.
The Alliance. He's gonna run into the Alliance.
Okay,
The beginnings of the Alliance from the new trilogy.
No, I mean this is like 3 years. This is like 3 or 4 years prior. So it's the Alliance. I meant the Alliance. The new Republic, whatever it might be.
The New Republic or the New Empire. This is anti-Empire people.
Republic. It's the New Republic.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
So the rebels that blew up the Death Star and Return of the Jedi, they become
the New Republic.
Okay.
And it's not just like a small force. He's going to run
into the opposite is the First Order. You're right. Yeah.
Well, they're not even the First Order now. It's still the Empire right now.
Yeah, you're right. The First Order hasn't been, but in the new trilogy, it was First Order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's gonna run. They're gonna run into a. He's gonna run into a substantial rebel force, like a garrison or like a fort or something there, and again, I think he's gonna have a conflict with them. Either one, work for, like the Mandalorians are gonna tell him that he's gonna have to go talk to these people, right? Because they will know where the the magic users of you know that belong to this race. Did you notice that he in that episode they said, "May the Force be with you," and the Force be with you as well, right? So he knows. I guess, is that just a saying now? Do they not know what the Force is?
I think Jedi's are going to be there. That's why I have a feeling.
I don't think that
the Jedi's will be there just yet because obviously he doesn't know what a Jedi is. The Jedi's what they use the Force.
But this goes back to
I agree.
A New Hope.
No, I agree.
Look at A New Hope.
No,
General Dodonna, he's telling all the troops how to blow up the thing.
They totally had
a Jedi on their side in however long, and at the very end, they say, "May the Force be with you."
No, I mean,
that's like a saying.
It's like a God bless America type of deal.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, I don't think there's gonna be a Jedi there. I think there should be like a a higher ranking. I would say that they're gonna run into a large rebel force, right? And that's my second prediction. My third prediction is gonna be he's gonna run into a very important rebel, canon character, like current canon character, a rebel current character. I'm not too sure which one. Because I'm not too up to date with like the rebel cartoon, but what I'm thinking is that he's gonna run into a high ranking alliance character in this set, and then that's how the rest of the episode's gonna go. So those are my three.
Okay. So for me, I felt kind of blindsided with the whole lack of Boba Fett thing, and then all of a sudden this frog chick is trying to deliver her babies.
Diva, were you just like, who the fuck is this frog person? Where the fuck is Boba Fett?
I was like, well, what's happening here? And like the fool can't even talk to her because they don't even speak the same language. I'm just going to come straight out. Going against the grain of some of your guys' picks, I'm going to say that there are no Mandalorians on this planet whatsoever.
Wow, okay.
I feel that it's a little too convenient that Amy Sedaris is like, oh yeah, this girl says that there's plenty of Mandalorians on her planet. She'll lead you there. You just got to get her to this place. Like, it's a little too convenient, right? And so I have a feeling that... whether Sasha Banks is on that planet, then that goes against, one of my predictions. But I have a feeling that the thought of having Mandalorians at that planet is just a tool to get Mando to that planet. So no Mandos are going to be there. I feel like the frog planet, these frogs that the chick is trying to get back to, they're a bunch of bad guys. And that Mando is going to get stuck in the middle of some sort of frog conflict. And on top of that, I feel like these eggs are not the last of her species. I feel that they are going to be some other sort of plot device. I don't know exactly what they are. And the reason why I feel that way is because she's already lost, four, five, six, and she hasn't bat a fucking eyelid. So either she's not paying that close attention to him, or they're not what she says they are. So these frog people, not what we see on the surface, right?
Damn.
Wow. And then finally, probably the big kicker this season, no Jedi at all.
Wow.
Okay. Not one single Jedi.
Oh, okay. So you have one big one for next episode, and then one huge one for the season.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Interesting.
Dick swinging.
Now hold on. I was going to ask you for some specificity on that pick, but we'll let it roll.
We got to wait it out.
We'll let it ride.
We got to wait it out.
We'll make the decision if something happens.
Next episode, it's done. If we go all 8 episodes, there's not a single Jedi. Guess what? Racks on racks on racks.
Wow. Well, that's what I was saying. Is you're saying no Jedi, but that just means no. They don't physically appear.
they don't on physically screen appear.
Or they're not mentioned or no, whatever. No, but we'll leave that to the discussion.
There's no way they don't physically appear. They like Ben Kenobi doesn't, or like Ashka doesn't show up. There's no way. It has to be a physical Jedi has to appear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. No Jedi at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is our fantasy TV for this week. Hope you had fun listening to our terrible predictions last week. We shit the bed, but I think we're going to be a little bit stronger for this next episode. I'm going to be a lot more excited this time around. If you haven't already, Fantasy TV as of right now is under our Welcome to Show banner. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, subscribe to the show, Spotify, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you like what we say, leave us a review, comment. If you don't like, leave us a review, comment, hit us up. And if you aren't familiar with our scoring structure, you can hit us up on any of the socials. We'll give you a quick breakdown. You can listen to our first episode where for Fantasy TV where we go through everything. But I want to hear your predictions as well. So if you're taking score at home, let us know so that way we can make it a part of the show. And unless there are any other final thoughts, that's going to do it for this week, and we will see you next Friday.
See ya.